At the top of the headlines have been a wide variety of claims against company leaders and celebrities for sexual harassment in the workplace. Our commitment to respect, trust, diversity, and inclusion must be authentic, consistent, and in compliance with the law. But what does the law say about sexual harassment? There's a lot of confusion in the media and in how cases are reported. You should know that there's two very different types of sexual harassment claims under federal and state law. The first one is called quid pro quo. In a nutshell, that means in exchange for something. If a supervisor or company leader, manager, or owner asks an employee for a sexual favor of some sort or act of sexual conduct in exchange for a raise, a bonus, advancement, some type of treatment, that's per se illegal. That is an objective standard and can never be tolerated. The second type of sexual harassment is a sexually hostile environment. This is a much more subjective standard. This is around behaviors in the workplace and how someone feels in reaction to those behaviors. So you can imagine that with people of many different cultural and religious backgrounds and upbringings, this standard is harder to prove because it's much more subjective. It could be stories, water cooler conversations, jokes, posters, or art that make people feel uncomfortable. We're living in an era where training, awareness, and genuine leadership is critical to help navigate through these issues. Business owners and managers need to protect themselves against wrongful claims, but at the same time, be ready to hold those accountable for those who engage in illegal behaviors.